It took a while, but St. Augustine finally made a wise decision.
Welcome to Daily Direction, helping you discover the truth of God's Word with UMI founder and chairman, Dr. Melvin Banks.
The African bishop St. Augustine once prayed, "Lord, save me from my sins, but not quite yet." Later he prayed, "Lord, save me from all my sins except one." Finally he prayed, "Lord, save me from all my sins and save me now." Once he decided to submit fully to God, he gained the victory. Most true followers of Christ want to do God's will. The best way to know His will is to search the Scriptures and obey what they say, just as Jesus did when He resisted Satan in the wilderness. Also, God's Spirit who lives inside of believers can commune with our spirits, helping us discern our Father's will. As we prayerfully seek His mind, the Holy Spirit can work through our minds to help us discern right from wrong. That was the principle the Apostle Paul urged believers at Thessalonica to practice. He wrote them soon after planting the church in that city. In 1 Thessalonians chapter 5, we read, "Never stop praying. Be thankful in all circumstances. Do not stifle the Holy Spirit. Do not scoff at prophecies, but test everything that is said. Hold on to what is good. Stay away from every kind of evil." Our greatest joy in living comes from knowing and doing God's will. We discern His will best when we humbly desire, trust, and obey Him with all our hearts.
If you'd like to learn more about God and His plan for your life, visit urbanministries.com